شاء الله الأسئلة. Begin the questions. عندك؟
No. Or let me ask one here first. Let me ask one here first, and then you go after.
No.
No, I will ask one, and then you could go after. No, you can ask after. I mean. No, don't go nowhere, please. Stay. Sayyid, Su'al al-Awwal, what is the correct saying from the ulama in regard to salah in jama'ah in the masjid in the non-Muslim country?
Right. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah. The salah in the masjid is obligatory upon the one who can hear the adhan. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the blind man, and also he said to the whole ummah that if the person can hear the adhan, then he must come to the masjid. But is this an excuse for us Muslims to abandon the masjid if we can't come to? Even if we are living in the non-Muslim country, well, we cannot hear, because even if the adhan is called through the, you know, horns, speakers, whatsoever outside the masjid, still cannot reach all the houses in Tobago. There is only one masjid, and most of you living away from the masjid. So this is not an excuse not to come and pray in the masjid. This is not actually an excuse. Even if you are living in the kuffar country, a kuffar land where it is different from the Muslim land, where the adhan from every corner is here. But yet, first of all, we should show example to those non-Muslims, to the respect of our deen, that we come to the masjid 5 times a day. If we just call, yani, tell people that Islam, 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 and it is to pray 5 times a day, but they see our masjid abundant. Only the sheikh and some of you others come, pray, and they go. Where are the rest of the Muslims? Where are they? This is not good. Yani, this is not good to be taken as an excuse. Not good as an excuse. If this is to be taken as an excuse that, wallah, we are in a non-Muslim country and we cannot hear the adhan, of course you cannot hear the adhan, because they don't allow it. They don't allow it to be in every corner. This is normal. So you don't take the advantage from that for yourself not to come to the masjid, or to take it as an excuse. Because if you do so, and the other, and the other, and the other, who the masjid is built for then? Why we build the masjid? Why we spend all this money? Now? And to say that as an excuse, it is bad, it is shame. Because we can then tell you, well, the Prophet ﷺ who said, if you can hear the adhan, then you come, which is understood from the other side, if you cannot hear the adhan, then it is not obligatory upon you to come. If you understand it this way, then we tell you, okay, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are not allowed to live amongst the non-Muslims. So why you are staying here? Or you just pick of the statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would be in your advantage, that's it? Yani, you take what you like, and you ignore what you don't like. That is bad. That is bad. So the masjid got to be visited by men 5 times a day, even in the non-Muslim country. Even in the non-Muslim. However, to myself, I think it is more obligatory upon the people living in the non-Muslim country to come to the masjid 5 times a day. Because this is itself a kind of call to the others. This is a kind of message to the others. They will believe that believers are honest. They do what they say. But when they know that there are number of believers, number of Muslims here in the island of Tobago, but they come to the mosque, they pass by, and they say only one row, even not full, not complete, with the Muslims. Isn't this their place? Where are they? You know, we have to respect these things. We have to come. Yes, it is difficult. Of course, who said that Islam rituals is easy? No, Islam rituals is not easy because the reward of it is not simple, it's not small. It's the Jannah. Do you want the Jannah very simply, very easy, very cheap like that? No, it must be. You know? And Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, describing the hypocrites, that they don't come to the prayer in the masjid except for some time when they want people to see them. That's it. And because Fajr time there are no kuffar, no non-Muslims in the street, they cannot see me, I abandon. That's why I come now 2 days to the masjid in Fajr time, only few people. Who I see in the Isha, and the Asr, and the Maghrib, I did not see them in the morning. Why? Where are they? They are living in a different island or what? They did not find reservation on their plane to come or what? I don't know, Allah. I don't know. Okay. One companion used to live by Masjid Quba. I don't know if you know these places. Masjid Qiblatain. Masjid Qiblatain is around 7 kilometers away from Masjid al-Nabawi, from the Masjid of the Prophet. This man used to come to Masjid al-Nabawi walking, even in the Dhuhr prayer. And Dhuhr prayer in Medina in the summer, you cannot imagine it. Whatsoever heat here you have, is nothing compared to the heat to the summer in Medina. He used to come walking. People talked to him, they said, if you just can't have an animal to ride. He said, well, if I would have transferred my house to be near the Masjid al-Nabawi. But I hear the Prophet ﷺ saying that in every step to the Masjid there is hasana. So I want to increase my hasana. Where is this understanding? Even by car it don't come. Almost everyone has a car. And those who do not have a car, they have friends who have cars. They can't come together to the masjid. This is shame, wallahi. This is shame. What we see today, in the masajid of the Muslimin is big shame. Big shame. They don't, they are not seen in the regular prayers. And in Fajr, the masjid is almost empty. If it is not, some people like our noble uncle, maybe the masjid is closed long ago. And that is bad, Allah. And the Ikhwan, this is the responsibility of you, the youth, the young. Not for people like him. He is now too old, but is Allah that he comes. For all. He's for all. Not too old. But he comes. This is serious, Ikhwan. This is serious. And the youth, they don't show up. And maybe Allahu A'lam, they don't even pray Fajr in time. Maybe only after sunrise. Why? Because they spend all night on the internet or whatsoever. And they say this is excuse. Oh, I was seeking knowledge. Life seeking knowledge makes you abandon salah. This is not beneficial knowledge. This is bad. Believe me, shaitan is pulling you by a rope from your neck now. Don't make shaitan mislead you and misguide you. If you do not fulfill the prayers in time in the masjid, sometimes it happens that one be too tired or sick. But it's not every day. Or maybe in 1 week, he is seen in Fajr once or two times. What's this? 5 days you are tired, 5 days you are sick. If you are sick 5 days, you need to go to the hospital. If you are tired 5 days, then you must be wasting at night. And whatsoever can be done at night, ya ikhwan, Qiyamul Layl is not permissible if it is going to make you miss the Fajr. It is not permissible. When it makes you miss the Fajr, then no, because Fajr is obligatory. And Qiyamul Layl is optional. So you have to come to the masjid. The situation of the masjid today is really, yani, a cause of sadness. Cause of very horrible. And as they say, the world masjids are crying for missing the people who come to pray. That is not correct and not good. Wallahu a'lam. Fadhal. Can be allowed?
Kangaroo meat.
Can we eat kangaroo meat? The answer to this question is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for two types of animals for us. Every animal that has claw and what do you call this feet? The long feet? That is feet? The fangs? Okay. Like the lion, like, you know. Now, these kind of animals are prohibited. The claws for birds, like the falcon, like the eagle, yeah, crow, like this. And from the animal that has, what do you call it? Fangs, like lion, like tiger, like whatever. The dogs, wolf, whatever. These are prohibited. We cannot eat. Except for one, which is, China. That animal that...
Cheetah.
No, cheetah. That has no time, and neck cannot, you know... It has a name. Dab'a in Arabic. Big, like the dog. Hyena. See, I got it. You didn't get it. Hyena is permissible. Well, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it is permissible. Although it's funny. But that is the only one example. Allah knows best why. But other than that, everything that has fangs or claws, not permissible. And kangaroo, as I know, does not have fangs, and it eats grass. Yeah, just jumping. And it has a strong tail. That's all. Fadhal. Second.
Made a mistake.
Now, I've been through, you know, I once made a mistake, make salah 1 week. Now, as Imam made a mistake, make salah 1 week. Is that part of it? Wanted to speak about it, but because we have a chapter of Sujood Sahw, a prayer of the prostration of forgetfulness, yeah, which will be at the end of the session. But it is good that our noble uncle just brought it up. Now, the imam forgot on the fourth rak'ah, thinking that it is the third, and he stood. And he was reminded, and he said, Jazallah khair. And I assume, I don't know if it is intended or just as I assume, that he forgot again and made salam. Is it due to you forgot?
No.
Or intentionally?
No.
Okay. This salam is a need for a dalil for it, from the sunnah. From the sunnah. Because the Prophet ﷺ, Allah Ta'ala made him to forget in several occasions. Not for just, yani, out of sin, but it's for legislation. To show us what to do when we forget in our salah, in our prayer. And what I saw is also, after you made the first salam and you went for sujood, sahu, twice, you set up and it seems that you did tashahud again. Nah. And this is also in need for dalil. I don't want to say mistake or not mistake until we hear yani, any dalil. But to my knowledge, this is wrong. According to the sunnah. Now, we don't want to speak about the madhab or this, but as we already yani, said, earlier in the lecture, that any worshiping deed is in need for a proof and evidence from the Prophet ﷺ, the prayer. Now, what we have in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ when he, in several occasions with God, he did salam before salah and after salah. Okay? This sujood, before salam, sometimes, and after salam, sometimes. And in all these occasions, he did not make one salam, and then went for sujood sahu, and then set up for tashahud again, and then make the salam. But all what I know from the hadith, I have the mudmi, but maybe any of you have different hadith, no problem, we are all yani, only students of knowledge. We are all like each other. We can discuss them. But to the hadith, I have seen that the Prophet ﷺ, whenever he went for sujood sahu, he did not make any salam before that. And right after he raised up from the second sajda of sahu, he made salam to the both sides. That's my understanding. Wallahu a'lam. But if this is done intentionally, it must be upon some understanding. But this understanding is in need for the proofs and evidences. Inshallah ta'ala, coming days we wish to hear something about inshallah. Jazakallah khair for bringing it up. The proper way? You mean the proper way? Okay. The proper way, as what I understand as the hadith which I have with me, is that when he forgot and stood up and reminded, he sat down, that is great until now. He should make the shahud, and before salam, he go for two sujood sahu, sit up and make salam direct. Two. That's to my understanding. Wallahu a'lam. Na'am, and by that we end up. Jazakumullah khair. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak. Ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.
Okay, Jazakumullah khair, Shaykh. So we let the sisters go ahead first. As usual, inshallah, we return the brothers after.